T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. We're trying to track JT down as they're up in Jupiter, finishing up here last few games of spring training baseball, man. And then before you know it, it won't just be Seattle playing Oakland. You know, we don't have to watch. Oh, it's just getting ripped by everybody yesterday. Then, wait a second. God. So baseball starts their games, starts their league out of the country.
It's weird. So it's an opening day, opening
America's night. Pastime is going to start in Japan for their first two games.
Correct.
And I know Ichiro is a big part of it.
And he's retiring today.
One of the greatest players in the history of Japanese baseball. But, man, it is a weird one. And listen, they love their baseball like a lot of places, and we can go through the list of different countries that love their baseball. But, yeah. I used to make a big deal about that, and people got mad. I said, listen, if you're going to open baseball season, you should be here in this country. Oh, really?
I'm with you.
Oh, all right, there you go. So Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Venezuela and Japan, they shouldn't have it?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, man, maybe I'll back off a little bit. Hey, I'm not going to back off on you. Join us right now. JT Riddle, Miami Marlins shortstop, joins us. JT, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Man, we're hanging in there, and appreciate you coming on. I'm guessing you're going to be glad when this spring's over so you can get back here and they count. Have you got enough work in where you feel pretty good about starting this thing up?
Yeah, feeling good. Ready to get going here next week. It's exciting. You know, I guess we're less than a week away, a week away today.
JT, we were just talking about it because we're watching live baseball right now. We're watching Seattle and Oakland play this morning. It's kind of weird when you're still in spring, you know, in camp, and there's live baseball going on right now that counts in the standings, right? That's weird.
It's a little weird, but it's kind of fun to come in the clubhouse, during spring and see an actual,
real baseball
opening series going on. So it's good to see it back on the TV and some games that matter.
Well, and they're going at it. There's one thing about it. You know it's not a spring game because they're playing a different level. Hey, JT, I want to ask you, for you, Miguel Rojas having a great spring, how do you treat it? I always wonder when you come in and some's an open competition, you're probably both going to be on the team at the shortstop position. Do you try to focus on yourself and not see what Miguel's doing every day? How do you treat it?
You just come into camp and you just prepare to, be the best player you can be and do whatever you need to do to help the team. Rojas is a great guy and a great player, great teammate. I've been with him or around him, for 4 years now. And, it's always good seeing guys, do well. Even if you're going against him, that he's going to be your teammate throughout the year. And, he's going to be here helping us win games and, make this team better. So, it's funny, people ask, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about this guy? It's like, well, you're going head to head for a position, but all in all, whatever needs to be done for the team to win games and for myself to help the team and, for Rojas to help the team. And no matter what happens, we're going to be teammates and we're going to both be playing and, wanting to do the best we can to win games for the club.
JT, I always wonder, there's for you guys, I know you've heard it, we hear it, we see it, everybody's expectations for this team are pretty low. How do you guys treat it on this team? I know you've won a lot of games in a row, and, it's more about getting your timing and getting ready to go. I don't know how much you guys read into 11-game winning streak during spring, but what do you say to people just look and go, I've looked at this roster, too many young guys that haven't proven anything, they can't win now. What do you say?
I guess you just say, well, wait and see. And, it's a lot of fun right now. We got a good group of young guys. We got a good group of veteran guys in here. We got great staff, great front office from the top to bottom. And, things are turning around. you know, we got the new logo, the new colors, the fan base is supporting us, and you know, I think we're going to prove a lot of people wrong, and you know, you got a lot of people fighting for positions every day, and I think that makes the competition around here a little better, and it makes, you know, people want to be the best that they can be day in and day out. And I mean, right now here in camp, you can see that, you know, it's spring training, but we're winning games. Everybody's, you know, fighting. Other teams are fighting too. You know, to win their spots. And it's not like we're just going out and winning spring training games just because nobody else is, you know, trying.
JT, is there more pressure when you're going into a camp, or just for you, or do you see it around the other players when all these positions are up for grabs? There are a lot of positions that are up for grabs. Do you see it from the young guys or the older guys in the clubhouse that there's a little more pressure because of that? Or, like you said, is it just better competition and better for everyone in the clubhouse?
I think it's better for everyone. I mean, there's always going to be pressure to, you know, succeed at any level you play at, no matter what. And you know, I think that, you know, pressure is a good thing sometimes because it's going to have you, you know, focus and want to be better and want to come in and get better every day. And all in all, that's going to help the team out, and it's going to make the team, you know, a better team in the long run.
JT, you got a lot of good arms. By the way, do you know everybody's name by now? You've been around long enough that you know everybody when you see them, because you got a lot of good young arms that we still don't know a lot about, and some of the deals that have been made in the last year or so. You getting pretty good with everybody's name there?
Yeah, you know, everybody's name is pretty familiar to me now, so that's good.
Hey, by the way, did you do your brackets yet? Did you do college basketball brackets? Did you get involved in that or no?
Of course I did. I got about 3 brackets.
And I know you're waiting for 7:10 tonight, right? You're going to be available at 7:10 tonight when Kentucky plays?
I'll be sitting on the couch watching the game for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How deep can they do? And don't be a homer now, because I know you watch all sports and you like them all. What do you think?
Joe's looking for help. Can you tell JT Joe's looking for help on his 1 and 2 seed to see how far they're going to go in his brackets?
I got Kentucky. Of course, you know, I got 3 brackets. So Kentucky, right, of course, is winning one of my brackets. And then my other bracket is going to the Final Four. So I think at least the Final Four run, and you know, and I'll be happy. I might not be happy, you know, if they lose that game in the Final Four, but I'll be happy with the season they had.
JT, I'm just looking around, and sometimes last year I did too many upsets, and I ended up getting hammered. Those early upsets that happened this year, I went all one seed.
Chalk. He's got chalk all the way through.
I just went top seeds, man. I'm going to count on all those guys to do this for a living to see how it goes. Did you do a lot of that? You put the one seeds going deep, or which one do you like the best?
I didn't. I guess I had, you know, Duke is probably my best one seed, but I like that the Murray State matchup is probably my upset, you know, my upset pick.
Wow,
I like it.
I couldn't do it. I had to stick with Marquette. No, Murray State's got a
good
great player on that team.
Yeah, literally, God. Joe's bracket, it was, if a computer did it and just went by numbers, that's what kind of Joe's bracket looks like outside of maybe one upset. But, JT, you're not the only guest that's come on this week where he's asked for, hey, what do you like here, or who do you like here? Joe will sneak in the, you know, Belmont's playing Maryland today. 3:10.
Well, JT doesn't have a lot of time to
watch
all these teams.
He's done 3 brackets. JT's a college basketball fan. He knows what's going on.
How many of these teams have you seen?
I've seen probably, I'd say, half of them in action.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one right there, yeah.
That surprised me right there a little bit, JT. That was
basketball, so.
No, that was very, very strong stuff. Hey, JT, what'd you work on the most for your game from last year to this year? And I know health's a big thing that is a given, but is there one part of your game that you work on that you think needs to get better? What would it be?
I'd say just, you know, what I've done, you know, at the plate, just working on, you know, positioning of my hands and kind of approach at the plate has been my biggest thing. Of course, you know, you touched on the health thing, just being stronger and being healthier, you know, to finish a whole season ever since the injury happened, kind of been a rough road the last, you know, year or so. And so a big thing for me this off season was, you know, get stronger, but also just, you know, focus on, you know, simplifying my swing and then my approach at the plate.
JT, opening day is 1 week away. Fans are encouraged to cut out of work a little early. It's a 4:10 start. Come check out all the ballpark enhancements. Tickets available at marlins.com/tickets. Opening day to you, when someone brings that up, when someone talks about it, how special is opening day?
oh, you get jitters thinking about it. You know, you don't play baseball, you know, in front of, you know, the huge fan base for 5 months, you know, and come in, you love the game, and then the moment you step out there for opening day, when you look up and there's, you know, 20,000, 30,000 up around you cheering you on, you kind of get jitters, you know, every time. And I think of back to 2017, it was, you know, my first game in the big leagues was, it wasn't opening day, but it was opening day at home for the Marlins. It was the opening home game. And I think back to that moment and, man, I was shaking in my shoes, you know, but opening day is, you know, it's going to be fun. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year down in Miami with, you know, everything that's been going on in the culture down there, and looking forward to it.
JT, thank you, man. Appreciate you spending a little bit of time with you. Good luck to Kentucky, my man, and stay healthy. How about that combo right there? That sounds good.
Like it. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was JT Riddle, Miami Marlins shortstop there. Opening day is a week away, folks. Marlins.com/tickets to make sure you are there. It's a 4:10 start, so you might have to leave work a little early to get to opening day.
You got Kentucky going deep?
I have Kentucky.
Everything gets back to today, man.
I know. I have Kentucky going pretty deep, but I don't think I have them in the Final Four. I didn't want to tell JT, though.
Yeah.
He's got him in the Final Four. He's got him in the Elite Eight.
It's a school.
I don't know if I have.
You got to have it for your school.
Yeah, he probably has Florida losing in the first round anyway, just like I am going
to. I will tell you, man, growing up, opening day for your favorite baseball team is
huge.
The best.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.